Doop, 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 doop. All right, welcome to Every Second Matters for May 2018. This is your legislative update. In this video, I'll be covering everything that has been signed, passed, defeated, vetoed, introduced, blah, 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 whatever related to gun rights in all of the different states and federal level. First thing I want to mention, this isn't new to this month, but it is a reminder that the ATF is asking for public comments about reclassifying bump stocks as being fully automatic modifications. I just personally think that that's the opposite of the definition. And, I gave my public comment about what I thought of that, and I think everyone else should as well. Go search that out and give them your comment, what you think of it. One thing I really focused on was in their definition when they were describing bump stock, they said that it is a self, like once the initial trigger pull, it is a self-acting and self-regulating mechanism that allows for continuous fire. I think that's ridiculous. The easiest way to demonstrate that is hold a bump stock with one hand and pull the trigger once. It's not going to shoot more than once. You, as the user, are inputting force to the front of the gun by pulling forward. So the bump stock itself is not self-acting and it's not self-regulating. You move your finger off of that little ledge, you regulate when it stops. You stop pulling forward, it stops. You are regulating it and you are causing it to act. That was really my main point. And then sprinkled in there was, your general shall not be infringed, and you have no authority to change what words mean. So, anyways, that's just a quick reminder. I'm trying to remember how long that comment section is open. I think it's open until June. So this might be your last, this last month to add a comment. But yeah, so go ahead and do that. So, all right, let's dig right in here. We are going to go. What do I do? Let's go from oldest to newest. How about that? So this is going all the way back to April 5th. Ohio committee to hear self-defense bills. So these are Senate Bill 180 and Senate Bill 228. Senate Bill 180 is basically a it expands the circumstances in which the person has no duty to retreat. So it's a stand your ground type thing. That's a positive thing. Because as we all know, you have the right to self-defense anywhere you go, at least in my opinion. And then the 228, oh, this one's pretty cool. So it bars rental agreements from having some type of prohibition on firearm ownership. It strengthens firearm preemption, which is when a local level government makes a more restrictive law than the state itself. And let's see, it adds affirmative defense in the charge of improperly handling firearm in a motor vehicle. Blah blah blah. So that's something. If the handgun was placed in a motor vehicle by an individual other than the defendant, and the defendant did not know or have reason to know the handgun was in there. So I guess that's basically if you end up getting in trouble because for whatever reason they search your car, they find a handgun and say, you're not allowed to have this. And you go, I didn't know it was in there. My wife left it in the glove box, or my friend or whoever. So anyways, that seems like it's probably pretty rare that ever really even happens. But if it makes it easier to defend yourself when you did nothing wrong, then that sounds cool. Ah, onto a bad one. April 12th, Vermont signs historic gun control bill. Yep. So the governor signed bill S-55, and basically, there's a lot of stuff in there. So bans the sale of commonly owned rifle magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. So you have a magazine ban. And handgun magazines with more than 15 rounds. So there goes my CZ75 magazine. The bill prohibits those under 21 from buying a rifle or shotgun. It bans certain firearm accessories. I think that might be bump stock. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly. And then requires mandatory background check on most private firearm transfers. So that was the wish list of all the anti-gunners, and they got Vermont, the state that, for one, is consistently in, you know, the top five safest states in the whole country, and also historically has never had gun control laws. I mean, they've always been constitutional carry. You've always just been, hey, guns are cool, people are nice, no big deal. And now there's a bunch of gun control laws. Over to New Jersey, April 18th. Man, we jumped like way through the end. There's a bunch right here at the end of the month, so I'll be getting into some more stuff here. Senate committee approves gun control bills. Oh, goody. Which bills? Oh, geez, there's a whole bunch of these. All right, so let's dig in. So S-102, magazine and gun ban. So banned magazines with more than 10 rounds. Let's see. The committee indicated there'd be an amendment of the bill addressing grandfathering, but the language not available. So maybe they grandfather them in, but that's not something to be happy about. S-2259 creates extreme risk protection orders, which I like to call the take the guns first, due process second. Bill. Let's see, S-160, suspension of gun rights by health professionals. So this goes as far as to allow marriage counselors, social workers, and nurses to be able to take away your right to own a gun. So they're considered health professionals. Therefore, they can say this person is scary and should not have a gun. S-2376 codifies the justifiable need for insurance or issuance of concealed carry permits. So it's, you know, it's a may issue state, and that, you know, codifies it, which you need a justifiable need, which is ridiculous because why do you decide what I need? That's crazy. S-2245 bans handgun ammo that's already banned under federal law. So that's probably talking about that, what's considered armor piercing ammo. And the way they define that is, you know, ammo that's designed to be used in a handgun and then has a couple of qualities. So one is being it has certain materials in the projectile that are hard materials, like a tungsten. Oh, my God. What else are the other ones? I know depleted uranium, a couple other things. Maybe solid brass, I forget exactly. But there's like a handful of types of metals that if the projectile is made of these metals, then it's considered armor piercing. And that's the same rule they tried to use to ban that the M855, which as we would all consider is a designed to be used in a rifle, although there are handguns that shoot 5.56. And one of the biggest thing of that is even though the original language says designed to be used in a handgun, the ammo was designed to be used in a rifle. People just made handguns that can accept this rifle round. And the other thing being is the M855, it has a mild steel core. Like it's not tungsten. It's not depleted uranium. It's not whatever. Like it's just a chunk of steel. And that's not one of the things listed in the things the projectile is made out of. So it's like, I don't even get how they got away with that. Well, they didn't ban M855, but they did AK ammo that was a similar thing. It's got a chunk of steel inside the lead because it's cheaper and easier to make. And they've banned that from importation and sale. So this is a state level one that just says the same thing the federal level one does. So nothing new is getting banned because handgun ammo that is considered armor piercing has already been banned. The downside of this is if the federal one ever gets repealed, then the people in the state still have to deal with that. And that's similar to what they did with the assault weapons ban of 94. They copied the federal level, made it a state level thing. When the federal one sunsetted 10 years later in 2004, the state level ones still existed. So they, people in New Jersey, are still living under the basically the 1994 rules. We talked about that a little bit last night. So S-2374 would require background checks on all firearm transfers, blah, blah, blah. This is redundant because all transactions in New Jersey require a background check. So they already have that and they just did it again. So yeah, that's dumb. All right. April 19th, Rhode Island, 19 gun bills to be heard by House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. So what would that have been? That would have been like the 24th, 19 different gun bills. All right, I'll try and whip through these real quick. H-7591 would provide that only law enforcement are able to carry firearms on school grounds. Current law allows CCW holders to carry. Okay, so that's cool. Well, I mean, that would be bad, but as it is right now, that's good. All right, so H-7598, criminalize possession of firearms by youth. The bill was introduced over a dozen years. Oh, it's been introduced for over a dozen years. I don't get it. So it's purported to address gang violence, but really what it would do is put young hunters and competitive and recreational shooters in jeopardy of prosecution. Yeah, I guess it all depends on what the definition of possession is. But anyways, they've been trying that for a while. So H-7645, criminalized import, possession, purchase, blah, 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 of magazines holding 10 rounds, or more than 10 rounds. All right, that's dumb. I'm scrolling too fast, so I just missed one. And then there's a H-7766, restricts magazines holding more than 10 rounds and exempts current owners. So isn't that the same one of 7645? Maybe the wording's a little different, but it seems like there's two different magazine bans. See, 7713 raises the legal age to purchase rifle or shotgun to 21. H-7862 and 7863. It also raises the age, but it grandfathers current owners and exempts law enforcement and military. So it's like they do the one where it's like they just can't have it all. Then they did another one that's like, well, if you already have it, okay, but no new people can get it. Well, that's an interesting age. 8024 raises the age of 21 and requires safety training to purchase a rifle or shotgun. So it's like they try these are four different things that are about raising the age to 21 with little differences in there. And they're just throwing everything at the wall, seeing what sticks. 7762 would repeal preemption. So that's no good. That would end up, you know, a city would be able to be more restrictive than the state level if that gets repealed. There's also a couple pro guns. Well, that, we'll see what these are. 7112 would expand concealed carry reciprocity to states which recognize Rhode Island. So that's nice. So if your state recognizes Rhode Island, they would recognize you. Thus the word reciprocity. 7854 establishes a program for training and assignment of school resource officers to middle and high schools. So, all right. A couple pro guns mixed in with a whole bunch of anti. Over to April 25th. Delaware, mandatory gun storage legislation to be heard by committee. Oh, goody. So, House Bill 366 would make it a Class A or B misdemeanor. A person's found guilty of unsafe storage of a firearm should they intentionally or recklessly store or leave a loaded firearm within the reach or easy access of an unauthorized person and where such person obtains the firearm. So that's basically, you know, if someone gets a hold of your gun, then they blame you because, you know, you didn't lock it up or whatever. But I don't know, that's just dumb. I don't like that. Because it doesn't say and then does something bad with it even. So they could just be like, oh, your kid went into your closet and got your gun. It's like, yeah, so what? He took it out, cleaned it, and put it back. Well, you're not allowed to do that. Like, what the heck? All right. Minnesota, two anti-gun amendments to be introduced and considered. So A34 and A36. A34 would create so-called universal background checks on most private transfers for pistols, or, and this is in quotes, so I'm guessing they pulled this from the law or from the bill, semi-automatic military assault weapons. What? Just say ARs if that's what you mean, but they're not assault weapons. That's dumb. And they're not military. Military would not use a freaking semi-automatic AR-15. That's dumb. We all know that. And then Amendment 36 would create extreme risk protection orders, otherwise known as take your guns first, due process maybe later if we feel like it. Oklahoma, well, there we go. House approves constitutional carry amendment. Awesome. So Senate Bill 1212 has been sent back to the Senate, and that would recognize the rights of law-abiding Oklahomans residents to carry a firearm for self-defense without having to first obtain a government-mandated license. So constitutional carry is cool. It sounds like maybe the Senate had already passed it. It went to the House. They passed it, and it goes back to the Senate for, what do they call that, like reconciliation, or maybe they tweaked it a little bit. Now it's got to go back to the Senate. I don't know. But it passed the Senate the first time. Hopefully it passes the Senate the second time. I don't know much about Oklahoma's governor. Hopefully it gets signed. So that's a good one. I like when these little pros pop up in the middle of this list of bad ones. Speaking of bad ones, Colorado magazine ban repeal defeated in House committee. So that's a bummer. So Senate Bill 52 sought to repeal the 2013 law, which limited the ammunition that magazines could hold, and that got defeated. So I like to see them trying. We're trying to repeal bad gun laws. Unfortunately, it got defeated in the House committee. Louisiana committee passes pro-gun bills to the House floor. Okay, House Bill 602 and Senate Bill 402. So House Bill 602 is allow concealed carry permit holders visiting a school to carry a concealed firearm in any school campus, or school bus. Okay, so that's cool. I mean, you've already, I guess, proven to the state you're a good person because you got your concealed, you got your concealed carry permit. Now you'd be allowed just carry in schools. And then the Senate Bill 402 would allow volunteers with valid concealed carry permits to serve churches or house of worship as armed security. So further, this legislation defines training requirements for those and insurance liabilities, blah, blah, blah. All right. So, I mean, that's expanding the places people can carry, and that's always good. This one, I just found out about this earlier today. What the heck are you doing, California? And this came from April 27th. So that's what, last week or whatever? Legislation requiring background checks on barrels and other parts passes committee. So what the heck, dude? That's just crazy. So now you'd have to do a background check if you want to buy a barrel or other parts. I've heard some people say other parts include like lower parts kits for ARs, handguards, optics. Those are all now considered gun parts that need to have a background check. That's crazy. And now there's a whole list of stuff from Monday, April 23rd. Blah, 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 blah. What is all this stuff? Resolutions. Senate Joint Resolution 24 would urge Congress of the U.S. to reauthorize and strengthen the federal assault weapons ban. So this would be, that's basically the state Senate is saying, let's do a resolution, which means the thing we want to do, and tell the U.S., the federal level, that they should be an assault weapons ban. That's dumb. Senate Bill 1382 authorized locking firearms in a toolbox or utility box that's permanently affixed to the bed of a pickup truck or vehicle that does not contain a trunk. Okay, that's actually, that's a pro-gun thing. Because it adds for another way to transfer your gun. If you have a toolbox on your truck, they're like considering that a locking container. And so therefore, if you don't have a trunk, you can just use that. Assembly Bill 2382 would require precursor firearm parts to be sold, transferred through a licensed precursor part dealer and similar process of new laws regarding ammunition purchase, because I guess those are the firearm part thing. To do Assembly Bill 2888 would expand the list of those eligible to file gun violence restraining orders, otherwise known as take guns first, due process whenever the hell we feel like. The new list is expanded to employers, co-workers, employees of a secondary or post-secondary school that the person has attended in the last 6 months. So originally, so they already have the take guns first, due process later bill, and I believe it's restricted to like intimate partners and immediate family members and probably police, something like that. Now, your employer, your coworker, or someone who works for a school that you've been to in the last 6 months, they would also be able to file a order to take your guns away, which you have nothing to say about until after the fact. All right. Senate Bill 1346 would expand the definition of multi-burst trigger activators to include bump stocks or bump stock attachments. Multi-burst trigger activators. Idiots. Senate Bill 1487 would prohibit the possession of certain African species of wildlife. All right. So that's basically the, so you can't bring trophies home if you're a hunter. Even though the animal is legally taken and the hunter was approved by the US federal government. Oh my God, there's a bunch more. So what the heck's this stuff? Assembly Bill 2670 require let's see, a director to establish 2 free hunting days per year. Okay, whatever. I don't care about that. I mean, cool, go out and hunt or whatever, but whatever. Senate Bill 1100 would place further restrictions on law-abiding citizens and expand the current 1 gun a month restriction for handguns to include all guns and raise the age for long guns to 21. So already you can only buy 1 handgun a month, but long guns you can get however many you want. This would make it where it's only 1 gun a month, whichever type. And it's not 1 handgun, 1 long gun. Like if you get a handgun, you can't buy anything till next month. If you buy a rifle next month, you can't get anything till the following month. And you have to be 21 now to buy long guns. And then Assembly Bill 2103 had certain requirements in addition to already mandated training courses to obtain a concealed carry license. So just adding even more requirements. Let's see, carry permit holders already required to receive up to 16 hours of training prior to receiving their permit, and at least 4 hours of additional training every 2 years prior to renewal. So you already have to have the training before you get it, then you have to have 4 hours of training before you can renew, and they want to add additional requirements. That's dumb. And then Assembly Bill 2151 would help make hunting more affordable for youth by reducing the cost of certain game tags for youth hunters. All right, so I mean, that's kind of good. But again, like the hunting stuff, I mean, it's related to the second, but honestly, not that much. I'd look at it as that's a hobby that can be done with firearms, but the Second Amendment's not about hunting. We all know this. So, all right, we're kicking through these pretty good. So, moving over to Hawaii or Ahwahahi. I don't know, however you say it. You guys know it, it's Hawaii. Trigger modification ban headed to governor's desk. Multi-burst trigger activator. So on April 25th, the Hawaii Senate voted to pass Senate Bill 2046. It was previously amended by the House. So it'd make it a crime to manufacture, import, sell, gift, lend, or possess certain trigger modifications. It contains vague language and would criminalize firearm modifications that are commonly done by law-abiding gun owners to make their guns more suitable for self-defense, competition, hunting, or even overcoming disabilities. So we've talked about it before. You can go back to the previous ones when the Senate Bill 2046 was introduced, when I got way more into it, but it basically is multi-burst trigger activators. things like bump stocks, binary triggers, blah, 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 whatever. But they left it vague enough where it's possible if you, you know, polish the transfer bar, now you've created a multi-burst trigger activator. That's dumb. So hopefully it doesn't get signed. Unfortunately, Hawaii probably will, but it is what it is. So go fight that if you're out there. Kansas, self-defense legislation could be considered as early as tomorrow. That was from April 30th. So that would be yesterday would be tomorrow. That's kind of a funny way of saying it. So House Bill 2042, what does it do? Blah, blah, blah. It seeks to recognize all out-of-state concealed carry permits and allow those who have a license to carry a firearm self-defense to do so lawfully in Kansas. So that's nice. So they'd end up accepting all states. And then it also amended to allow individuals who are 18 years of age to apply for a Kansas concealed carry permit. So most concealed carry permits, you got to be 21. They're lowering it to 18. That's a good thing. And then again, also the reciprocity part, they're willing to say, all right, any old state, as long as you have it, you're welcome here. That's similar to what Michigan is. We recognize all 50 state permits. So you can come here whenever you want. If you got a permit from your home state, you're good to go. The only thing we don't recognize is non-resident permits. So like, let's say you live in California and you have a non-resident Utah, that doesn't count in Michigan. You would have to have a California resident permit. So that is kind of a downside to it, but we accept everyone. And because of that, we're accepted by 40 out of the 50 states. All right, Illinois, this is as of May 1st. New bill to shut down local gun stores to be heard today. Today being yesterday again. All right, so even though the governor vetoed the dealer licensing bill, anti-gun legislators are still attempting to pass the same language as a Senate amendment. So if you guys remember from before, the dealer licensing would have been a state-level license that anyone who sold guns or ammunition would have to get from Illinois that had additional, you know, costs and requirements and restrictions. Although these same people, I mean, they already have an FFL. They're already regulated federally. Illinois is like, yeah, that's great. Get your FFL, but now get the Illinois dealer license thing. And that, you know, I can't think of the word. I almost said goodly, but for the good of the Second Amendment was vetoed by the governor back, was that last month or the one before, something like that. And now they're just trying again. That's what happens, right? They introduce something, get shot down. They're like, oh, cool, we hear you. Oh, by the way, have you tried this thing that we just said a second ago? So it got vetoed, and they're like, oh, cool, you vetoed it. You don't like this. Well, here's like an amendment that says the exact same thing. Like you're going to sign it this time, right? They just keep trying. We all know this. So keep an eye out, Illinois. They're coming for you again, trying to make it harder to be a dealer. I mean, the end result is, you know, whatever, half the dealers go out of business because they're like, I can't afford this extra few hundred bucks a year or these extra requirements or this, that, or the other. It's not worth my time. And then as a gun owner, now you have less places to shop, less ways to get a gun. When we already know you, it's really hard to get a gun in the city of Chicago because they have all sorts of crazy restrictions. So for people that, you know, maybe of lower income living in the city, they're not able to go out and, you know, drive out to the suburbs and spend money on ammo for training and do different stuff just to get their permit to then buy a gun. And then they have a waiting period. So it's like they're driving out there 2-3 times, and that might be a significant cost to them, but there's no gun shop in the city. So they're just kind of out of luck. All right. So Oklahoma. Constitutional carry legislation could soon be considered in the Senate. I think I just read the earlier version of that, didn't I? Senate Bill 1212, blah, blah, blah. As amended, we recognize the right of law-abiding Oklahoma residents to carry a firearm for self-defense without having to first obtain a government-mandated license, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I think I pulled that one out when it passed committee or something, but now it's Now, it could soon be considered by the Senate. So it's at that point where it will get considered by the Senate, shoot over to the House, get considered there, shoot up to the governor, get signed, another constitutional carry state. So good for Oklahoma. Colorado. This is of May 2nd. So this is today. A House committee passes gun control legislation. So they shot down the repeal of the magazine ban. And the committee voted 7-4 to pass House Bill 1436, often called Extreme Risk Protection Order, more commonly known as take all your guns with no due process because we don't understand how the English language works and we don't know what shall not be infringed means when we also don't know what due process means. So, boo, Colorado. All right. I actually whipped through that pretty quick. That's everything I had for the month. If you know of other stuff and you're watching this video in the future, please leave it in the comments. Let me know. Also, head over to EverySecondMatters.com. You can post stuff over there, get together with like-minded people that support the Second Amendment and, you know, keep these politicians accountable when they try and sneak stuff through or they do stuff we don't like. As you guys have heard me say almost every single month, talk to your peoples. If that means, you know, write, call, email, show up to your senators, your representatives, your governor, your federal level senators and representatives, your president, your everybody's. Go let them know you support the Second Amendment. You want them to support the Second Amendment as well. I mean, that's why they call them representatives. It's why states send senators. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to recognize what the people want. Let them know what you want. You're the people. So anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. This was hopefully pretty short. I'm not sure how long I've been going, but that was your legislative update for May of 2018. And check back later for a longer format, Every Second Matters chat. I'll probably be hosting one on my channel later tonight. Not sure who's gonna show up. And I believe there's a couple other people that are planning on doing some chats as well. Hopefully I'll get invited to that and maybe we can talk about a few different things. And best way to keep up with all that is over at gunchannels.com. It's again, kind of similar to Everything That Matters. Gunchannels.com is a place for like-minded people to get together, hang out. And you know, on that main page, people post stuff that's going on. You can comment, like, share, do whatever. Do that with this video. Give me your thumbs. If you don't give me your thumbs, you hate the Second Amendment. So I want to see 100% clicking of thumbs on this video. Otherwise, we have some, you know, foxes in the hen house or whatever you call it. And I'm just rambling now. Sorry, guys. So that's it for me for now. And, you know, keep up the good fight, everyone. And shall not be infringed!